Succeed in A&P, a podcast dedicated to the A&P instructor and students everywhere. We're really excited today to talk about our 3D models. If you did not listen to the last episode of Succeed in A&P, make sure you tune in and hear how our rotatable 3D models have become to fruition and how they were created. We had Andrew, the developer, who really blows my mind how he can be an artist and a scientist at the same time, and really talk to us about how he goes about creating these 3D models and starting with a drawing, essentially. So really cool how they come about. And so the second part of the 3D model podcast series, we're going to talk to Michael Cote, who's our expert in residence, so to speak. He is our director of digital content and pedagogy, and he is fantastic at bringing his expertise from an anatomical standpoint as a former instructor and just sharing us with us a little bit about how you can use these 3D models. So really cool to know how they came about, but even more important to know how you can use them in your course. And so we're just going to ask a few questions about that and get going here. And Michael, without me talking too much, do you just want to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about your background. You've been on the podcast a few times.
Hi, Valerie. Great to be back with you. Yes, so I'm a member of the anatomy and physiology product team. I get to work with you and our colleague, Matt Garcia, the portfolio manager, and many of our great product developers as well. I just celebrated my 7th year with McGraw-Hill, and before that, I taught anatomy. So I am a former human anatomy professor. And I used APR and Connect, and obviously that kind of led into my current role with McGraw-Hill. So I really work kind of at the intersection of technology, pedagogy, and content, and really try to make sure that we get all of those things in the correct balance when we're designing our digital products in A&P to make them effective for instructors for teaching, but also for students for learning.
Awesome. Well, so we want to talk about these 3D models, which just in the last 6 months, it's been pretty awesome that we've been able to integrate it in our Anatomy and Physiology Revealed platform, APR, as most of you know it. And some of you out there who started using APR on a CD 18 years ago, we're almost, APR is almost an adult here. so this has been a really great advancement. One of the things, I guess, it's really learning the spatial relationship between structures in using these 3D models. So tell us a little bit about what is the importance of 3D models in the A&P course?
Well, you know, the dissection photos in Anatomy and Physiology Revealed, with the fact that you've got multiple layers, right, and you can use the sliders and go through different layers and ghost them out and really start to understand some of the depths and relationships of structures, you know, superficial to deep, is wonderful. But the ability then to be able to look at some of this in 3D just enhances learning, right? It just allows a student, especially a novice learner, to really grab onto that model, you know, rotate it around and zoom in and pinch back and really get the model to the exact place that they want to look at. And it allows them to see some relationships that, you know, it's just hard to see in two dimension, right? So that it's really that three dimension really brings it to life.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. So actually, one quick point, you said kind of pinching in and out. These are really accessible on an iPad and other tablet type of devices as well, right?
Yeah, they do. Yep.
So it's really meeting the student where they are so they can study this, whether they have a laptop or tablet, either way. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Valerie. But last week we kind of talked about the philosophy in our discussion, right? Our philosophy was really to focus on regions and structures where three dimension really benefits the student, right? And those are models we wanted to build first. So we currently have 6 models, and we've basically just started, you know, right at the head and neck was our first model. Then we moved into the thorax, a special heart model, an individual heart model, then a thoracic cross-section, which is a really cool 3D model if your listeners, our listeners, haven't looked at that yet, because it allows you to see relationships in a cross-section, but also to look at different layers of the pleura and pericardium. We had the idea, Andrew from Isoform had the idea to put these different layers at different heights, which is just yet again another great example of three dimensions, right? When you look at something in a cross-section, normally it's all flat, but now we've got actually some projection up, right? So we see a cross-section, but we also have these very thin layers projecting up at staggered heights, and it really makes it obvious, those different layers. Then we completed an abdomen 3D model, and finally a parasagittal section of the abdomen, which is really amazing for looking at all of the different relationships of parietal and visceral peritoneum and things like the greater and lesser sac and different mesenteries as well. That was a real fun project to work on as well.
So those are the models we have live now. How about anything coming down the pipeline for additional models?
So currently we're working on a pelvis, right? We'll finish off our trunk, kind of going superior to inferior. So we are working on a pelvis model. And then future development will be a whole body skeleton, right? The ability to look at all of our different bones individually and in parts and so forth, and the bony processes. Those are the two kind of ones we have lined up right now.
Oh, that's awesome. I know we've had a lot of instructors really interested in the bones. I think that will be really helpful.
And, you know, obviously our models can be used for a lot of different things. So right now the head and neck model is great for bones of the skull. You can even take off the skull cap and look into the cranial cavity. The thorax model is wonderful for thoracic skeleton. And obviously the abdomen model also shows a fair amount of the pelvis as well.
Cool. Okay, so now that they're there, how do you integrate it in the course, and what are some best practices to using the 3D models?
There's a couple things that I thought would be important to make sure that people realize. And the first one is the fact that we have the ability, when somebody is looking at a 3D model and you're configuring it, there's a little icon towards the left on the left-hand side, and it looks like two links. And when you roll over it, it says create link. And that allows you to make a custom link to that 3D model. And essentially, let's say you've configured it. So you're looking at the thorax model and you've turned off the skeleton and you've hidden the nerves, but and you've taken the left lung and made it transparent. And you're looking at maybe the bifurcation of the trachea into the bronchi, and you've turned it just slightly. At that point, when you hit create link, you can actually create a custom link to that structure. Once you're logged into Connect or logged into APR, right? Obviously it's password protected, so you first have to be logged in. But once you're logged in and you go to that link, you will be taken to that exact same spot. So there's so much utility for this, right? Instructors can make bookmarks. They can essentially, you know, start a Google Doc for themselves of really interesting views that are showing different relationships. They can log into APR, and then they can hit those links during lecture, during lab, right? Maybe they're making a recorded lecture. So basically they could make themselves kind of a curated list of like specific views they want to show to students. So you could really use it as a teaching tool during lab, during lecture. Likewise, students can do the same thing. So think about some of the creative assignments you could give students, right? You could tell them to find the best view of a certain structure, and they could create a link. Or you could have a group assignment where students have to teach the rest of the class a certain a certain part of the anatomy. Maybe it's the coronary arteries, right? And the blood flow, and they could use those links to start the 3D model and then go from there. So there's really so much utility from that create link feature.
Great. And that create link is just in APR standalone as well. So very useful. Just you have that, whether you're using a textbook or whether you're using APR just by itself, it's very accessible.
Correct. You'll find that right in the APR website. When you launch it, you'll see that create link. The other new feature that we just added was the find structure button. And what that does is when you're looking at the 3D model and you highlight any of the structures, as soon as you highlight one of the structure information button comes up. You can read about that information, but you can also then select from the left toolbar. It looks like a little target, like a little target icon. It says find structure. And what that will do is take you to the best view of that structure. So it might change the model on you. Like, so for a novice learner, think about a novice learner for a structure that's hidden away, right? They've got the 3D model opens and they don't know that to see the left primary bronchus that they have to maybe hide some of the parts of the lung. So if they were to click on left primary bronchus and click find structure, the model will change right for them and highlight that structure and kind of give them the best view. And then they can go back to the model and kind of do what they want. But that find structure button, brand new feature, we think that will really help these novice students as they're interacting with the 3D model.
Yeah, any recommendations just really quick for these updates? Maybe for those users, you might need to clear your cache, for example, to get some of these updates.
Yeah, it's potential. If you're somebody that used APR a lot on a regular basis, you potentially, if you don't see these two new features I'm talking about, you might want to clear your cache. All of the web browsers act a little bit different about that. You know, it really kind of depends on some of your preferences as well. So definitely instructors can use these for demonstration purposes, right? Students can use them on their own. They go to the APR website, they're going to find these 3D models. They'll be able to interact with them on their own. We now have quizzing available on the 3D model. And that uses that kind of behind the scenes, that same ability to have the fine structure. So basically, you know, we had a subject matter expert sort of find the best possible view of these structures. And kind of that's in our database. So now that can be used for quizzing. So if a student is on the APR website and goes to the quiz feature, that's now possible. And that just started on August 20th, a couple weeks ago, where they can quiz themselves over the 3D models. And that was not a feature that we had available before. So they can pick a model, they can pick whether they want to do the lab practical quiz, the multiple choice, or the click to identify quiz, and they can go ahead and quiz themselves.
Yeah, so in that top toolbar, when you click on a 3D model, it's that little checkmark looking thing where they can quiz themselves.
Correct.
Awesome. So, okay, then what if instructors want to see what their students do?
So this is the best part, right? Because we have the APR assignment in Connect. And in that assignment type, you can choose all of the content areas of APR and assign that. And we launched this back in December of 2020, and we've just continuously added to it, right? So one of the big updates on August 20th was that now all of the content in APR is available for you to assign. And that means quizzing in the 3D models. And you could already assign the 3D models, but now you can even add your create link. So remember that custom link that we just talked about a few minutes ago. If you as an instructor would prefer that your students open the 3D model to one of those very specific customized views that you've created, all you need to do when you create a 3D model activity in the APR assignment is paste it into the box that says 3D model custom link. And there's even a little info box that opens up there to explain a little bit more about how to do that. But what that means is when you paste in that custom link, when students do your APR assignment that contains a 3D model, that's going to launch. So they're going to start right there with that custom link. And then as the instructor, you're in complete control of all of the structures that they'll have to look at, right? So the assignability of the content in the APR assignment applies to the 3D model. So I have the thorax 3D model open as if I was building an assignment here. And there are 127 different structures in the thorax 3D model. As an instructor, you can control every single one of those. Will your student have to look at that structure in that 3D model activity? And you can just expand the menus and just go through and check off what structures you want students to look at. So not only can you get them to a very specific link, a custom link, you also control that content that they see. If you don't want them to do the custom view when they open a 3D model, you don't have to paste anything in there, and they'll just start with the default national, right? Sort of the default position of the model where it shows the entire model and they can interact from there. You can follow that up with the quiz, right? So now that quizzing feature that is also available to students on their own, right, in the website, now you can also, in the APR Connect assignment, create a quiz that would be quizzing students over those structures. And you might take a look at, you know, either quiz or quiz from assigned activities, the difference being that the system knows what structures you picked in the 3D model activity, and then it'll build a quiz based off of that. And you can go ahead and have students do a multiple choice quiz, a click to identify, a lab practical, and these are all off of the 3D model, or even a combination, which is multiple choice and click to identify, a mixture of those questions. And students, and then you can set all of the different settings that are available under quiz. Quiz score, pass fail, number of attempts, number of questions, and even timing. Do you want that to be timed? So that is going, I think instructors are going to love this, right? Because now they can have students actually interacting with the 3D model. And when in the quiz, the 3D model will open right to sort of the, you know, the best view of that structure, but then students can manipulate the model. They can rotate it around, right? So now they're not being quizzed just on that two-dimensional essential photo, like for dissection or the practice atlas. They can actually engage with that model and rotate it around.
Wow. So really it runs the gamut from students having the free reign to just study and practice and learn, all the way to the instructor really having control over a grade and assigning all of the structures they want them to see.
Yeah, we really took the approach of what are all of the possible ways we can get 3D model functionality to instructors and to students alike. And we've just tried to, you know, make it available in many different ways.
And engagement for students. This is just huge that they have the ability to go in there and move it around. And I'm sure they all think it's really cool because even we do.
Engagement and exploration. Absolutely. So tons of different ways, you know, it could be utilized because of the fact that it's there on the website for students, right? So even as an instructor, you're using Connect, you're not using the APR assignment, it's still there for students, right? You can just let them know, hey, there are 3D models. We've got a great, when you go to a 3D module activity in the website, it does pop up a little bit, you know, how to navigate. And there's a couple slides that show you how to do that. But then as an instructor, if you're ready to do more of this kind of customization and include it in assignments, you can easily do that as well.
Great. So yeah, so you have the create link, the find structure button, the quiz in APR, and then of course the APR assignment. So lots of possibilities. So, okay. So Michael, there, all this stuff is out there. How do instructors know about this stuff? How, where can, I know what they can look in the instructor resources to find just some more advice on how to use these and just get their questions answered.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Under instructor resources, when you open up instructor resources in Connect, you can navigate towards that.
Yes, APR resources.
Library, and then there's an option for instructor resources, a new tab opens, and on the left-hand menu under instructor resources, there's one that says APR Connect Assignment. And when you click on that, where it says APR resources, and you follow the link for APR Connect Assignment resources, and you get our page where we have a series of videos. So we have links to videos that show things like how an instructor can create an APR assignment, different quiz options for an instructor, how instructors can use the My Course Content Code, if they already have that, to create an APR assignment. There's also a video for students that you could share to your learning management system or Connect about, show students how to take an APR assignment. And then there are two very thorough documents that, there's a document that says APR Assignment Instructor How-To Guide, and that will give really detailed instructions for an instructor for creating APR assignments. Talking about 3D models, will be in there. And then there's also a guide for students, which we kind of designed as a document that instructors could post to their learning management system to get in the hands of their students.
Yeah, that's my favorite, because there's screenshots in there and really step-by-step. If you have a question, it's typically there.
And there is also a pre-made tutorial on the entire APR assignment. And you get to that when you go to, when you click APR assignment to start building one of these APR assignments in Connect, the bottom option is the student tutorial. And you can assign that to your students. All you do need to give it a name, a due date, and some points, and assign it to your students. That's a great first assignment. It takes students step by step through what they're going to need to do to complete an APR assignment. It talks about the 3D model, it talks about dissection and so forth. So that's a really, I would say, in terms of a best practice, assign that to your students first.
Michael, I know we are always creating these solutions for our instructors and students, and we want the best for everyone out there. So we always want to hear feedback. So share with us a little bit how you're using these 3D models, any creative ways that you're implementing them in your course, and of course, what 3D models you might want to see in the future. We'll continue to work through adding more and more to the APR platform. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with, Michael?
No, I think that covers everything, Valerie. The feedback, we really would love to hear feedback, ways that the 3D models have been successful in your course, things we can do to improve them, and even, again, future 3D models and what ideas instructors have.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for all your innovation and work on these. Hopefully this fall we'll get to see them in action and hear more from students and instructors. So thank you for your time, Michael, and thank you everyone for listening to Succeed in A&P. And I also want to let you know that we will be hosting a webinar next month. So stay tuned in your email to learn more, where we'll do some work in the 3D models so you can actually see them on the screen and get some best practices that way. So stay tuned to that and have a great fall semester.